This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. For the third time in 2 weeks, a judge has protected a U.S. abortion clinic that could not obey the law from being closed. It happened in Mississippi, Alabama, and now Toledo, Ohio. Troy Newman of Operation Rescue laments that a few hours of court testimony have seemed to override the decision of a legislature that spent months passing the law. The abortion business, Capital Care Network, would have closed Tuesday because its surgical abortion doctors could not get admitting privileges at local hospitals. A European Court of Human Rights has essentially declared that there is no right to kill a baby with Down syndrome by abortion. A doctor was sued for failing to prescribe the risky test for Downs. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-4ME, 877-HOPE, the number 4-ME. In other news headlines, that rejection of a Down syndrome boy twin by an Australian couple is turning into a custody battle that may include his twin sister. After the death of a 12-year-old in a botched abortion in Kenya, police had to save an abortionist from an angry mob who attempted to burn his clinic down. And when Pope Francis visits South Korea later this month, he will be visiting a memorial there dedicated to remembering babies who've been victimized by abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.